Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas, Achri Moitz Kedoshim. Today's shiur will be re-exploring a shiur we gave 2 years ago. And I encourage you, if you enjoy today's shiur, go listen to the shiur from 2 years ago, because we're not going to be going over the same nekudas, just touching on a couple of the same points. The Haftarah begins with the words, Haloi Kivnei Kushim Atali Bnei Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Kla Yisrael, I look at you like you are from the land of Cush. So 2 years ago, we set over from the Sefer Parshas Yosef and added a number of things. Today, I would like to share with you basically from a drasha. There was a Rav in New York in the early 1900s. He passed away in the beginning of the 30s. Came from Poland. He was a Rav in the Bronx. His name was Rav Avraham Naftali Galant. He was a very active Rav, and he gave very popular drushes. People would come far and wide to hear him, and he was very, very modern in his themes. In other words, he would address the relevant issues which were going on at that time in the United States very much, and speak to the people, to the Yidden and the Klaius for what they needed to hear of Torah and how to apply it to their lives. He wrote a number of svarim, and this is mostly from the sefer called Davar Be'itai, also from his sefer called Mashal Umalitza. So he brings, and again, some of it's going to overlap what we spoke 2 years ago. Chazal tells us in Maseches Sukkah, Esrig Hakushi Pasal, a esrig which seems like it's black, it comes from the land of Cush, is Pasal. The Gemara asks a stira. There's a Braisa which tells us Esrig Hakushi is Kusher. And one of the ways the Gemara resolves the problem, it says it depends if it's in Eretz Yisrael or in Chutz La'aretz. And Rashi explains the following thing. In Eretz Yisrael, it is abnormal to have a Esrig Hakushi. It's just not, doesn't happen. And therefore, Rashi said this would be an Esrig Hadoy Milakushi, and it's Pasal. But in the land of Cush, or in certain places in Chutz La'aretz, it is totally normal for an Esrig to take on the appearance of an Esrig Hakushi, of a black Esrig, and therefore it will be kosher. We're being taught a big lesson over here. If it's normal, if it's acceptable, we understand, we relate. But if this Esrig is just a wannabe Kushi, but that's not what's done here, then it becomes Pasal. And this is really what the Navi is telling Klal Yisrael, and you'll see more what the Esrig is in a moment. So if you look at a Kushi, he has a different color skin, and you might think, I don't know, this is a different type of creature. Maybe he's not a human being. Maybe the blood which flows through his veins are also black. When do you realize that he's a human being just like you? When he gets wounded. When something happens and his blood starts spilling, when he gets a cut, you see he has red blood. He's the same as you. He might look different on the outside. Like it says in Shir HaShirim, Al tir'uni sh'ani shechar chayres. Don't stare at me in disdain because I seem to be very, very dark. And say, what's with you? Why are you looking different? Shesh is a fasni ashamesh. It's just something external which happened to me, caused me to look like that. But inside, I am just like you. And there are Yidden who, on the outside, they seem to be very different. They seem to be lost. They don't seem to be living with Yiras Shamayim. But a little wound, and they start crying out to Hashem. When things get rough, they're mischazik and Torah and Tefillah. And then we discover that this Yid is just like us. Maybe not on the outside. But, just like Chazal say, it depends on its location. If this Esrig HaKushi is found in Chutz La'aretz or in the land of Cush, where the Yiras Shamayim is weak, and that's what everybody's doing, so we understand this fellow, it's challenging, it's hard for him to go along and be a good Yid. Because this is what everyone's doing, so maybe his Torah seems less, and his davening seems less, and his Yiras Shamayim seems less. And we'll say, he's kosher, because that's what's done over there. He's actually quite good for his situation. Like Chazal tells us about Noach. Where Noach was, for sure the Torah says he's a tzaddik, and maybe even the generation of Avraham would have been a tzaddik. But there are those who say, Lignai, who say that, yes, Noach for his generation was great, but in the time of Avraham Avinu he would have been less. And therefore we say, if someone has a good environment, where everyone's steiging, and everyone's ben Aliyah. And that's what everyone was doing. And he turns his back on it. And he tries to be the Kushi. Then it's considered apostle. Why are you striving for less? And therefore the Navi says, Hashem says, I look at you all and I say, yes, you have this aspect of Kushi, but I know that inside you're all good. Inside you're all kosher. And with this we could understand, he says, the amazing pshat, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Tesvav. The Gemara says, what does it mean in Yud Gimel Midas Shal Rachman when it says V'Rav Chesed? So the Gemara says Matei Klapi Chesed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when the scales seem to be kind of even, HaKadosh Baruch Hu bends it and pushes it towards Chesed. Hashem, you know, helps you out when the scales aren't looking too good. The Gemara says Hechi Av. What does Hashem actually do? So the way Rashi explains Rav Eliezer and Reisi Bar Chanina, Gemara's two Mahalchim, is Hashem either pushes down the side of the scale that's mitzvahs to help weigh it down, or the side of Averis, he lifts it up. But basically, Hashem is causing that the heavier weight should be on the mitzvah side, and that's how the person wins the din Torah in Shemayim. So it's a Rav Chesed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mar by the side of Chesed, even maybe when he didn't deserve that side. Now what's the point, L'chaira, of weighing the mitzvahs and Averis, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the end is going to allow the side of mitzvahs to win over? Well, the answer is that a lot of things in Yiddishkeit are relative. Like we said by Noach, where did he live? What would it have been? The Ishta Tzarfatis, the famous woman Tzarfatis who was involved with Eliyahu HaNavi, Eliyahu HaNavi did Tchias HaMesim, Eliyahu HaNavi used to pass by that place, and Chazal tell us that when her son died, she told Eliyahu HaNavi, she said, you know why my son died? Because as long as I was here with the people around me of my town, I was considered a tzaddikus, and therefore my son had a schus to live. But when you come here, you're the big tzaddik, and we all appear like Rishayim in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We all fall down, and me and my son were considered chashev enough. My son lost his right to live. Means that things are always going to be relative. So, if we take a look at a yid, he's in one place, and he's learning a little bit every single day. We're like, wow, amazing. This is a special yid. He deserves so much sechar. That same yid doing the same thing in another community where everyone's doing more, maybe he would be considered less. This is not a shmuz to encourage you to move to a place where it's less. Chas v'shalom. Take a look in Pirkei Avos, right? It says that, Rabbi Yossi said in the last parak, he says, I just want to live in a makom Torah. That's what we're supposed to strive to, the most powerful neighborhood. The Rambam says, if we move to a weaker neighborhood, chas v'shalom, it can infect us the wrong way. So this is not an excuse. We're just talking about really being done people lekavskos. 2 years ago we tied into the parsha, but tzedek tish ben amisachem, it's ledon people lekavskos, which is really the point of today's share. So again, you look at people, and this person, he's an esrig hakushi, and it's kosher. Because that's what's going on. And that's the pshat of the Gemara. Because there's Baruch Hu, sometimes the same person, two people, the same the same Averis, but Hashem says, this person, with his mitzvahs, with his Averis, it's not the same. His mitzvah is worth more, has more weight. Hashem will push it down because where he lives, it's amazing that he was able to go along and do those mitzvahs. And sometimes maybe someone's Bechal Shabbos, someone's Mizal's Lan Averis, someone has challenges, and Hashem will lift it up and say, it's not so heavy like it seems, because this person lives in an environment where it's hard for him. And that's why he's acting this way. Hashem will be judging him favorably. The Velt speaks about the order of the Arba Banim in the Seder. And the Chacham and Rasha are like next to each other. And it's very interesting that they're next to each other. You would think that the Chacham at least should be with the Tam and Sheini De'alishal, the Rasha should be on his own. And the answer is that the Chacham would prefer to be with the Rasha than to be with the Tam and Sheini De'alishal. Because the Tam and Sheini De'alishal are not even trying to understand, not trying to go through life. They're just walking in a bubble, not even thinking. The Rasha is krum, he has tivus, he's unfortunately a Rasha, but at the same time, the Chacham is able to appreciate the Chachma of the Rasha. Again, if you're allowed to actually engage the Rasha and speak to him, it's a halachic discussion, pashas, you're not allowed to. The Rishayim say, Damash, Atashalat, Bikaris, means you should know what to respond to him, but don't actually engage him. Usually he's not open for discussion. The Shlach Kaddish says, many others say, usually he's not open for discussion, and if anything, again, it could have an opposite effect. But we're talking about what he prefers. He prefers the company of, at least, if he has a choice, he prefers the company of the intellectual than the Tamin She'ein De'al Lishol, in a certain sense. And the Rasha, actually, we find the Torah tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Moshe Rabbeinu and told him, Moshe said to Klal Yisrael, M'shem Hashem, V'hayu ki yaymru b'neichem, when your children will say to you in the future, Mo ha'avayda hazayis lachem, that's the son of the Rasha. And you should respond to them, such an answer. And then the Torah says, V'yikoy ra'om ha'yishtach, where they all bow down to Hashem. It says, Rashi, why do they bow down to Hashem? Al basuras habanim, v'al Eretz Yisrael. They're all pleased that they heard about Eretz Yisrael, and the great news that they're going to have children. And the Velt asks, that they're going to have children, but this is the Ben HaRasha. The Ben HaRasha, he's just temporarily involved in his taivis. Once the taivis goes away, he'll come back, he'll be smart. And that's actually in the Merumas in the Lashon, Hakei Ashinov. Hakei Ashinov means, wait for his teeth to fall out. It means wait for his taivis where he eats and his steaks and everything he's interested in. Wait for that to stop. Once he stops with his taivis, once he gets older, he's able to just go back to his intellectual pursuits. Of course he'll agree with the truth. Once that big, boiling blood of taiva gets a little bit on the waning, he'll be okay, he'll come back. So just wait for that moment. And they realize they have what to work with if there's a Ben HaRasha. It's a son who, there's potential. He has a brand, he just needs to be rechanneled the right way. Because maybe where he lives, maybe where he grew up, he's just the Estrig Hakushi. 2 years ago, we stood over the whole story with Reb Lazar, Reb Shimon, with Adam HaMachur. And again, I encourage you to check back on that share from 2 years ago. Or look it up yourself in Reb Tzadik when he explains the Gemara in Tainus Daf Chaf. So, the Chacham is not overwhelmed when new things come up in science, Mashal, by the Christians. They actually want to make a ban. The Catholic Church wanted to make a ban on Einstein because he was rocking the foundations of what they understood in the Bible. We were like, no, we're going to make it all, we're going to have it all work out. And there's some people go like, yeah, it actually fits into this Ramban, it fits into this, it does fit in, it doesn't fit in. They don't feel intimidated or scared by it. I mean, the Inquisition would burn people if they wouldn't agree that 3 times 1 is 1. I know, 3 times 1 is 1. If you don't agree with that, they would burn you. Because they were scared of this, who they perceived as the Russian. They would just like destroy him. But we say, no, we're not scared of him. The Chacham will be next to him. The Chacham's going to wait patiently, wait for him to come back, and he's available to go along and have a kasher with him. Of course, again, halachically deal with, find exactly what's mutter, what's not. But ultimately, we're not scared because we know he's just going through a stage. And Mir Tashem, he's for sure going to, come back to Kaddish Baruch Hu and end up doing the right thing. Masha Enkin, the Tamash and the Elisha aren't even trying to understand. Those are the ones maybe we're like even more worried about. But someone who's just being this type of Estrig Akushi, he's an Estrig Akushi. Okay, we're going to try to see the good in him, and Amir Tashem is seeing the good in him. We're going to be Zaycha, he's going to come back. And a lot of times, they're finding the, Abnachem Bresva says, finding the Kudu Taiva in somebody, in yourself, in somebody else, Meschus that, encourage him, Mechazik him, able to go along. There was a kid in school who the principal was ready to throw out. He wasn't in my class, but I heard about it. Either I pick up a certain kid, was in 7th grade, he was a troublemaker, a real troublemaker. The principal was ready to throw him out, the principal didn't like him, and I was making big trouble for the school, and then I noticed, and I'm not his Rebbe, I noticed that he davens nicely. And I went over and I just complimented him on his davening, and Baruch Hashem, I was zaycha to have his chus, changed his life, now he's in yeshiva, he's doing very well. I spoke just to his reshiva this week. Yeah, he does make trouble sometimes, even in yeshiva, but his reshiva likes him. Because reshiva said, his davening's great, and he learns it's great. So yeah, Vein Astarim, he goes around, he makes trouble, so they have to deal with it. In Mir Tashem, he'll become more mature. Haki Yeshina, those taivis will fall away, and he'll become greater. So that's one of the messages of the Haftira, is don't just judge people how they are. Look inside, really the yidden inside are just so absolutely beautiful.